this one.
This category is politicians.
Yes, number two. Number two. I call this one Dumb It Down for the Ladies. Pip's dropping her jaw. Anybody want to know which party I'm going with on this one?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. It seems like a vaguely familiar topic.
On Friday, a group of conservative female politicians met to discuss how the GOP can better pitch its policies to women. Good idea. Got an election coming up. Might want to get on that. The women mostly considered how to act personable and tell stories to better connect one-on-one with voters. Okay. Then all seemed fine, although they didn't mention how the GOP actually supports women. Just that it does at first. But then Representative Renee Elmers, a Republican from North Carolina, suggested that maybe the reason women prefer Democrats is because they aren't smart enough to understand Republican policies. She blamed this on, yes, pie charts.
Excuse me.
She quote, men tend to talk about things on a much higher level, she said, as reported by the Washington Examiner Ash Scow. Many of my male colleagues, when they go to the House floor, you know, they got some pie chart or graph behind them, and they're talking about trillions of dollars and how, you know, the debt is awful. And, you know, we all agree with that. Clearly, Elmore's didn't learn what pie charts are in elementary school like the rest of the country did. Her strategy seems to be telling women they're not smart enough to understand policy and suggesting that the conservative policies her colleagues mentioned earlier, such as reducing debt, and aren't actually something female voters even want to discuss because they are already blindly agree with the graphs that men are presenting.
Picture's good.
Elmers then bizarrely went on to say that women would rather use that time for grooming, apparently.
I said as I was, like, fluffing my skirt.
Yeah.
I really was.
Because they need more time in the morning to get ready. Right, just because some women take longer getting ready in the morning than men, they obviously don't have time to read graphs. She also advised the GOP to dumb everything down for those women who are too busy doing their makeup to care about the debt. She quote, we need our male colleagues to understand that if you can bring it down to a woman's level, and what everything that is she is balancing in her life, that's the way to go, she said. Elmers doesn't exactly have the best track record on political outreach to women. She's previously argued that men shouldn't have to pay for maternity care because it's not something they'll ever need.
These kids keep popping out of women's, and we don't know why.
Even though this policy would leave women with even higher health care costs. She also tried and failed to label the Affordable Care Act as a war on women, claiming that the health care law was canceling insurance for all women, even though some plans were being dropped by insurance providers. She also ignored the fact that ACA actually provides insurance for women who didn't have it before and gives them access to better coverage. In exchange for the support of female voters, the GOP needs to stop letting politicians like Elmers control its message, as Scow concluded after attending Friday's meeting. If Republicans want to change the message on women's issues, they have to look outside Washington to do it. All right, so let's get into this. All right, so she's making women sound dumb.
Yeah. Yes.
Makes it sound like they're confused by pie charts and graphs. Ooh, colors and circles and pictures. Ooh.
I don't understand.
Makes it sound like they are more concerned with their looks than other things.
I don't have time for a newspaper. I have a curling iron to attend to.
She clearly forgets that this would imply she is not as competent as a male who would want her seat in the Congress. She's like undercutting herself. Go, I don't even know how I got this job.
She didn't notice that.
If somebody with a penis comes in, give it to him. And the GOP has had problems with alienating minorities like Hispanics, African Americans, and homosexuals. Now it seems like they're targeting the majority. Women. Renee Elmers, you're my number two biggest fool. Joe, what say you? To quote Bill O'Reilly.
From my side of the island, Oh,
a Joe Curry favorite.
Yes.
Oh, he's a potential candidate.
Sarah Palin.
A favorite here on the Den.
Yes, Sarah Palin. Yes, I am a right-wing Republican. Right? Did I say right ring?
I don't know.
Right wing Republican.
You sound like a female the way you can't speak.
I am voting for Sarah Palin as the biggest asshole in politics for 2014.
It's fools, not assholes.
All right, well, asshole fool.
Why parse words, right, Joe?
The time she decided Putin wrestles bears and Obama wears mom jeans.
Was that this year?
Yes, during a March interview with Fox News. New Palin, in her own quirky way, moved the conversation forward, calling out bizarre distinctions between Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
I'm sorry. Excuse me one second. I'm sorry, Joe. Isn't it from April.
No, this
1st
March.
To April 1st?
I'm assuming it's this March, Joe.
This
is
March?
It this March?
Yeah, they sent it during March.
Never mind.
Yeah. People are looking at Putin as one who wrestles bears and drills for oil. They look at our president as one who wears mom jeans, Palin said. Anyone who carries the common sense...
I know that's what I'm voting with.
Anyone with the common sense gene would know that Putin doesn't change his stripes, she said. He wants to exert huge power and dominance, so he has got to get the border area. So he has to get to those border areas, and he has to capture them. The short time she quoted Dr. Seuss, following the footsteps, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who read from Dr. Seuss, she read from her conservative political action conference out of Washington, D.C., compared, I do not like this Uncle Sam. I do not like his health hair scam. I do not like these dirty crooks. I can't fucking read tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's a long night. Dirty crooks are how they lie and cook the books. The time she said being a grandma might turn Hillary Clinton conservative.
What?
Palin said in May that Hillary Clinton, as much speculated 2016 candidate, might open her eyes on abortion thanks to her daughter Chelsea's Clinton's pregnancy, which she expects would broaden her worldview. The time she thought drinking Dr. Pepper was the ice bucket challenge.
Wait, what?
Yes,
what?
She thought that drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper was the ice bucket challenge.
The hell of a body of work she's got.
She thought drinking a glass of diet soda would suffice, but it didn't. And her soundbite was this: come on, at this stage of my life and my career, aren't I a little too prim and proper for all that ice bucket water dumping?
Again, that was to raise funds for ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Yeah.
She's too prim and proper.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't she just get like just family had like a knockdown drag-out brawl?
The time her family got into a bloody shirtless drunken brawl.
Yes.
A 24-page police report released in October includes a white stretch limo, two birthday parties, three intoxicated Palin children, two separate fights, and neighbors who barked "fuck the Palins" while Tom, the family patriarch, was lying on the ground.
Now that's a party.
Yeah. The time she was stopped for speeding, which she called qualifying. Palin was reportedly pulled over in July for speeding in her hometown of Wasilla, Alaska. She was allegedly driving her Toyota Tundra at 63 miles an hour in a 45 mile per hour of mile per hour.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. Dude, I talk all day on the phone for 9 hours straight.
I can imagine how long those phone calls are.
Although Palin
it's all day. It's the same call from 10 o'clock in the morning.
Essentially, it is. Although Palin accepted her $154 ticket without fuss, she gave TMZ a unique explanation why she exceeded the speed limit. I wasn't speeding. I was qualifying.
Oh, my God.
It's got jokes.
Yeah,
it's good.
The time she declared that gun-free zones are stupid on steroids. Back in April, Palin...
That's just an opinion.
Yeah, well, Palin... back in April, Palin rallied thousands at the annual NRA meeting in Indianapolis Saturday night, saying that creating gun-free zones in schools and other public buildings is stupid on steroids. Maybe our kids could be defended against criminals on the spot if more mama grizzlies carried guns. Let's see. I think that's about it.
Pip, I got to go to you on this one. I'm inclined to believe that Sarah Palin is not in politics anymore because she doesn't have an office. She's not running for anything. She's more along the lines of a Bill O'Reilly, although the discrepancy is she did hold office at one point.
Yes.
But the last time she held office was like 7 years ago.
See, I would still qualify her as in the world of politics. God help me, but yes.
Well, then you could say the same thing about any pundit, because that's what she gets paid for.
But she's
still a pundit.
But she was
a pundit that actually held office and ran for, the second highest office. So I think that I would still consider her a
politician. Well, when does that wear off? When do they become celebrities and stop becoming politicians? Because I look at it for people that can really affect... policy.
But her hold it dead, and there has been rumblings that she will be running again. And
that's just from her tum-tum.
But she still is involved heavily in the world of politics, and she is still included as a politician.
She is
a politician.
I would still call Bill Clinton a politician.
Ask the chat. I'm inclined to believe she's not really a politician.
Do you hear us, chat?
She's got quite the body of work. but
she's a piece of work, all right.
But she's not alienating more than half the country by calling them dumb. So we'll hash it out a little bit more. We'll see what you got, Pip. I want people to think about that, though. I mean, it's quite the body of work. Sarah Palin, she's classic.
She is classic now. Okay.
Classic Palin.
It's a great day not to believe in science, America.
Oh. Hey, the Republicans 3 for 3 on this one.
Mark Marco Rubio, I'm cutting out the other person that doesn't fit into this. Marco Rubio, another climate denier and one of the first adopters of the I'm not a scientist meme, will chair the subcommittee on oceans, atmosphere, fisheries, and Coast Guard, which of course has oversight of NOAA, the National Oceanic. Thank you. Yep. And Atmospheric Administration. Gentlemen, start your fox and hen house cliches. Yeah, I have to say that the paired announcements must have been easy work day for HuffPo, because noting the appointment of anti-science lackwits to science committees and then fill in dumb stuff that each guy said about science.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of these, though. I mean, like, yeah. Inghoff came in with the snowball and everything. I'm trying to, who's your guy? Because it seems like you're kind of branching out to a lot. You can't call a whole party fools. I know you want to.
I'm going with Rubio.
Okay, then let's focus on what Rubio did and not the other, you know, farcical committee chairs, because there's a lot of them.
Okay. Now, sorry.
Refer to illustration E.
Yeah.
I'd give her a pie chart, but she wouldn't understand it, Joe.
Let's see. Okay. Rubio, one of the pioneers of the tactic of dodging questions about science by saying, I'm not a scientist. In Rubio's case, it was a question about evolution that led him to proclaim that he was virtuously ignorant. I'm not a scientist, man. I can tell you what recorded history says. I can tell you what the Bible says. But I think that it's a dispute amongst theologians. And I think it has nothing to do with the gross domestic product or economic growth of the United States. I think the age of the universe has zero to do with how our economy is going to grow. I'm not a scientist. I don't think I'm qualified to answer a question like that. At the end of the day, I think there are multiple theories out there on how the universe was created, and I think this is a country where people should have the opportunity to teach them all. I think parents should be able to teach their kids what their faith says, what science says. Whether the Earth was created in 7 days or 7 actual eras, I'm not sure we'll ever be able to answer that. It's one of the great mysteries.
All right, now here's where I would attack yours.
All right.
There's a good part of the Republican Party that says that word for word. That Marco Rubio is not extraordinary in this case. He's a symptom of a larger problem.
Well, you know what? He also believes he's an obstetrician now. He can tell you when a baby is formed.
Again, an asshole. But again, you know, it's kind of like how we say, like, drunks being assholes while they're drunks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Republicans that don't believe in science and think they, and we've covered this through the years, think they know about abortion. I almost had one who asked.
I thought you said an abortion.
Well, yes, the show.
I took one for the team.
Yeah, I don't know. Joe, what do you think?
They have to get off this whole religion thing. They really do.
Let me stop you right there. And just the fact that Joe says they have to get off kind of proves my point that it's not a Marco Rubio thing. It's a Republican Party thing, so it would not make Rubio outstanding as a fool.
No, don't generalize what I said. You asked my opinion about my party. You did not ask the opinion.
I didn't label you with them.
I understand that, but you asked me my opinion of the party, not the generalizing and Pip's story. I'm speaking for the Republican Party. I'm not speaking for Rubio.
Well, no, but I'm asking. But what I'm saying is, my point is, isn't Rubio pretty much parroting what you have a problem with the Republican Party?
But he started.
But those are his.
He didn't start it.
His view. It's his views that he's speaking on. You're asking two questions. You're asking, you know, you're telling me, well, does the party have that? You know, it's a general feeling in the party. Well, yes, it is. But it's also what he's saying in general.
But then couldn't you take every Republican politician?
No, because
they a lot. Because like I said, Inghoff, who's in charge of the climate change and everything, he walks into Congress with a snowball in his hand going, hey, I got a snowball. Guess there's no climate change. It was winter.
We could get into a whole on my thoughts of that.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, Rubio is not outstanding.
But what I'm saying is, but you're also saying, well, doesn't every, you know, every Republican.
I didn't say every Republican.
You kind of.
I said a lot. I said a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's how they vote.
A lot, not every.
Absolutely. But I'm saying that's how they vote along party lines. They will vote the way Rubio is talking.
Okay.
But
Rubio is also speaking for himself.
I think Rubio is speaking like most politicians for whatever's going to get him votes.
But he's speaking for himself. the story she's telling is about what Rubio is saying.
Well, I would
his thoughts. They asked his opinion. It's his opinion, regardless for the context of this contest, with the context of this story. It's his thoughts, regardless of the party's thoughts. We're not talking about the party. It's the thoughts. So we go with his thoughts.
Well,
and the scary part is he's the chair of the subcommittee.
Yeah, but that's the way they do. It's ridiculous. But here's the thing. Unlike Palin, which is very recently, and unlike my thing, yours is really not. Rubio is going to alienate liberals who aren't going to vote for him anyway. Rubio is not alienating his base. They're going, yeah, we got one of our own.
That's not true because you're generalizing again.
Yeah, about
you're generalizing again. Because
if it wasn't true, then he wouldn't be a potential candidate for president.
Who says he's going to win? And it's still early.
He's going to do
still,
well.
It's still early
it's
enough.
So early.
It's so early.
So it's do you early. Do you think Rubio's a bigger fool than Palin?
Not really. No.
I don't think either.
Not really. No.
I don't think so either.
I think he has more potential to do damage. He doesn't understand.
Well, no,
the
not
world
by your not by your logic, but by your logic, by your, well, yes, because he's still a politician. But you said Palin's still a politician too.
I would have disallowed her.
At
least Rubio goes out there and he tries to stay there and state the facts as a politician, as a statesman.
Those are facts. I don't know if the Earth was created in 7 days or not. Really, you don't.
Yes, he doesn't know.
You don't. I don't know.
In his. I am in this for this conversation right now.
So let me ask you a question: are the flyover states comprised of mostly fools?
Will you look for this conversation? What he is saying and how he is saying it, not who's believing in it and not who's agreeing with it. He is saying it like he's a statesman, like he's in charge, like he believes that.
So then he's not a fool.
But he's saying things that could be construed as that.
But it's not obvious. It's not obvious. But you said construed. Like I said, there's a bunch of people that go, yeah! There's a bunch of... So when Palin does
shit... There were a bunch of 11-year-old boys that thought booby touching was the greatest day of their lives, too.
And it will be.
And your point is?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's disagreeing. That's why that didn't win, because it's awesome.
But yeah, there were a couple of little...
Nobody liked to pull down their hiney.
How do you know?
Because they didn't interview those kids.
You know they interviewed the kids.
Because I said who they interviewed. Okay. Little Molina.
All right, enough with the story that we did. All right, now, on your... Like I said, he'll stay there and he'll make these statements. And he's, you know, perceived as somebody that's firm in his beliefs and he's, you know, steadfast and buttoned down.
Yeah.
All right? Palin comes up with this folksy mom thing every time, and it's just like she just comes off like an asshole.
Here's the thing. Here's where I would argue for mine. Mm-hmm. There are people that believe Palin's great, although less than used to because she's getting more and more nuts. There are people, like if you say she's considering running for president, that must mean a decent part of the country thinks she's still the bee's knees.
A lot of the part of the country think
and a lot
I,
of people.
I,
let me
I
go.
Don't want to get into. I could say the same thing about Hillary Clinton, but I don't
no, but
wanna,
that's
I don't
not wanna, about Hillary. Hillary's not up there. For
that's
fool.
Why I'm stopping right there. All right, we got to stay in the context.
A lot of people, a lot more people than even Palin, think that what Rubio says is correct. That's why they're teaching in these schools. They're teaching creationism, and they're taking out. I don't think so. But you have school systems that are no longer teaching biology.
I'm sorry. Could you just repeat what you said at the beginning of the?
A lot of schools in the flyover states are teaching creationism.
Not that. What Rubio? Your point on Rubio compared.
Well,
to
what I'm saying is what Rubio says. A lot of people believe. They believe what he says. So right. He's not out there on a limb.
Stop. Okay. Now on that one. Now, what do you think on Palin when Palin speaks?
I think when Palin speaks, a lot more people think she's a fool than she's right.
That's where I want her. My story.
I think you're strong
on the fool.
I agree with that. All right, I agree with that.
Fine.
Palin is now again. I would have disqualified it because I don't think she's a politician. But we agree to allow.
Still very much in politics.
Well,
still very.
So
much
is every pundit.
I understand, but still very influential. I think more influential than the other people in your story.
Well, she might be influential. Palin might be more influential because she has a bigger platform. But then again, I would argue she's not influential because this one has a fucking vote.
Yeah, but we didn't actually make this about who's going to be influential or not.
That's part of being a fool. It's part of being a big fool. When you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a lot easier to be a fool. This one, mine, Renee Eller pretty much said, I'm too dumb to have my office. She pretty much disqualified us. No, Rubio and Palin never said, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I'm not a scientist. I don't know.
Doesn't make him an idiot. He's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
This one's saying, you got graphs. I got to put my makeup on. I couldn't get there. I was late.
She wasn't claiming that about herself, though.
She was claiming that about women. She's
about
a woman.
Women. Yeah, that's true.
She is a woman.
Women
are 51% of the population. She's alienating the majority. Even Republican women are going, what the fuck?
But I also think that Palin's conduct is more so embarrassing than the women in your story.
As a human being,
I mean, she was. Did their families have a drunken brawl?
Well, we didn't. She didn't get it. We don't know yet. You know? When was that brawl? Was it this year?
It was this year.
Yeah, it was this year.
It was, I think, in the fall. She's made far more outreaching comments than your folks, and she's just alienating women in this. I mean, she's alienating a whole party with the stupidity that Sarah.
No, but there's still people that dig her. But yeah,
I don't know.
But
how
men
many.
And women, she's affecting.
The,
men
the
and
thing
women.
That really screwed her was like she spoke at one of these conventions and she went off the teleprompter and then she just like she couldn't she ran yeah
put a coherent sentence
yeah that's
together.
That's where real that's where even like the GOP was like okay we get it you're a dummy
yeah it's like,
and that's where all the liberals were going well we knew this like for years why are you just finding this out
so,
now
because the thing about your story is that this is going to turn off women voters. What Palin does is going to turn off all voters in the party.
I have asked the chat to jump in here.
Yeah, I think we need the chat on this.
Yeah,
one.
Because yes. We all kind of feel.
You're done, Pip. You're done.
I'm done.
Me and Joe both feel that you got a weaker candidate.
Fine.
I love the way. Yeah, you're done. You're done. Me and Joe.
Yeah, because we both
say it nicer. All right.
No, we both agree that Rubio.
All right, just don't bring up $5. Just don't bring up $5. All right.
Be cool, man.
Be cool.
What is really hilarious is now these two guys are terrified of me over $5.
Just be the $5. Just don't hurt us.
Yeah, right. Just the $5.
Listen, if I was really going to flip out, I already would have teared both of you a new one.
All right, so which one? Who do you think, Pip?
You know what? I'm having a hard time with this because
that's why it's good.
It is good because I think that, I mean, I think Sarah Palin is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. She's just so stupid.
But I think a lot of that's based on her body of work.
Yeah, well.
We've been thinking she's an asshole for a long time.
Trying to base it just on the things that he mentioned.
No, I mean, there's a lot this year.
What happened on this year. And
there's a lot
this
year.
My whole argument is, yes, these women are insulting the women of the party, but things that Sarah.
No, they're insulting all women, Joe.
All right, all women in general. However, Sarah Palin is turning off both men and women.
No, well, she's also insulting men who like women. Let's not just say it's women. She's also insulting men.
And it's also conduct. And it's also Palin's conduct.
Yeah, because I'm insulted by that. Because you're pretty much saying my wife is a moron. Yeah. I mean,
well, I think that this pretty much does it because something happened to Lisa's feed. But in the chat, Tom and Joe's girl both going with Palin.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine.
So we're gonna have to.
Yeah, but Joe's girl's got a vested interest in this.
I know. I'm not saying that she's completely. Oh, Lisa just popped in Palin.
All right,
unanimous.
That's fine. That's fine. All right, Joe, why don't you stumble through the last one?
A vote for Palin being stupid is not necessarily a vote for you, Joe.
Again, I would have disqualified it. I would have disqualified. I think next year going forward, they have to actively be in politics. I think we should say that. This year,
well,
it's
that's
fine.
That's what I'm saying.
She's actively in politics.
No, I mean like holding an office. She doesn't hold an office.
Okay, well, but we didn't say
no,
that
No, I'm
beforehand.
Saying going forward. Yeah. So fine, we'll allow it this year. But going forward, they have to hold an office. You got a lot to lose when you say terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
But she had quite the body of work.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She was this year's Justin Bieber.
I think it was actually. I don't know. I actually do like the line that she was speeding. She was qualifying.
That's a great line.
That's
a great line. Might use that one.
I might.
I'm like, you're a genius right there.
I've gotten enough damn tickets up here. I'm not going to get another one.
All right, Joe. Who do you think is the biggest fool this year?
Now let me ask you a quick question. Would it be a group or it has to be a single person?
I mean, it could be like a group.
Yeah,
I guess
it could be a group.
If they're tightly associated. I mean, we did with my teachers.
Yeah.
If they're tightly associated.
Yeah.
All right. That would be the United States Secret Service.
Interesting. All right.
Okay. Basically, on September 19th, there was a jumper, Omar Gonzalez, 42-year-old Iraqi war vet, was charged for allegedly jumping the White House fence in September 19th, making it all the way to the east room of the White House. Now, this is not the gentleman who is the fool. It's the United States Secret Service.
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be the fool. He jumped the fence. He was successful.
He accomplished his mission.
Noted counselor.
He's a go-getter, Joe.
At 7:19, Gonzalez was spotting jumping the White House fence in a spot where one of the ornamental spokes was missing. which made it easier for him to get over. Officers yelled at him.
No fool there.
Officers yelled at him to stop, but he ignored them.
That's effective.
Stop it.
Well,
the officers yelled to stop.
Right. Stop
An
it.
Officer stationed at the North Lawn with an attack dog didn't notice the commotion because he was in his van taking a personal cell phone call. He didn't have his radio earpiece in and left his second radio in his locker. Two officers pointed guns at Gonzalez and told him to stop, but he kept running. They decided not to shoot because they believed he was unarmed. When Gonzalez ran into the bushes in the front of the North Portico, one officer followed but quickly lost sight of him. The report said the officers were surprised that Gonzalez was to be able to get through the bushes because before that night, they assumed the bushes were impassable.
All right, we got to stop this right here because we said it could be a group, but I have a feeling Joe has multiple stories.
Yeah.
Mine was like, I think it's one story. You know, because that's what the
this is the one. It's one story.
Oh, I thought you. Oh, okay. Oh,
no,
oh.
this is the trans.
Oh, because they've done other shit since then.
No.
This is your story.
This is the listing of events that night.
Oh, okay. Because they have more hits this year.
Believe it. Yeah, this is the events that transpired.
Okay.
Then go on. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. So he ran through.
We're not going to get up to the bomb running over.
Right. There's been a lot of shit this year.
No, this is the trans.
This is the one.
The events. So we ran into the bushes. In front of the North Portico. The officer followed but quickly lost sight of him and said the officer was surprised that Gonzalez was able to get through the bushes because before that night they assumed the bushes weren't passable.
They assumed.
At least two other agents weren't able to make out radio communications about Gonzalez's movements. One of the officers was stationed at the North Portico door but decided to move behind the pillar to take cover. He aimed his gun at Gonzalez and commanded him to stop as he came up the stairs, but once again he opted not to shoot because the intruder was believed unarmed. The officer didn't pursue Gonzalez because he thought wooden doors to the White House door because he presumed the wooden doors to the White House were locked. They weren't, and was worried that the security dog might attack him by accident. Gonzalez was able to push past another officer as she attempted to lock the doors. Unbeknownst to her, the alarm at her post had been muted.
Oh, my God.
She pursued him as he ran towards the East Room. He's in the White House now. After attempting twice to physically take Gonzalez down, but failing to do so because of the size disparity between the two, the officer then attempted to draw her baton, but actually grabbed her flashlight instead.
The report said
the officer threw her down. The officer threw down her flashlight and drew her firearm, and to continue to give Gonzalez commands that were ignored. Eventually, Gonzalez was brought down by four agents inside the White House. Outside the building, officers were lining up in tactical formation, but they'd never been briefed of the layout inside the house.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
That whole reading.
So much so that you thought I was bringing up other incidents. This was the list of events that night.
That one alone. I mean, like you said, very proud of your work, but that one alone.
You could argue that not true.
You could argue.
Well, I mean, he was unarmed, so at least they didn't shoot an unarmed man.
Stop it. It's the White House.
Well, yeah, but he might have been hands up. You don't want to riot in the Rose Garden.
Look, the Pope could run in the White House. They'd shoot him. So yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Well, if he comes in a Pope mobile, you know it's him.
It's incredible how much shit you get away with and not get killed here. It's incredible.
Well, unless you're black.
The White House Lord!
Did they think he was going in there to snatch a cookie?
Well, unless you're black male, then you can't do much. You might still get killed.
He got into the East Room. I mean, he's in the White... He ran into the White House.
And nobody thought to lock the door.
No.
Well, you don't think they're going to find the place where there's no spoke.
Yeah.
And those bushes were impassable, allegedly.
Bushes were...
When push comes to shove, they're
sticker bushes. Plus, you know, there's berries. You could get the red juice on.
Yeah, but you want to? That was the security. That was the security system we used when we had tree forts. You know, the fucking White House.
Tree forts.
And it barely worked then. Jimmy Beveridge got in. You know,
Macaulay Culkin had better protection in Home Alone.
He actually did. Yeah.
Did they think about letting the marbles loose right in front of the East
Wing? I know, but it worked like a charm.
This was like a Stooges episode.
It was. It's like Keystone Cops. Unbelievable.
All right, Pip.
Okay.
We'll see if you can get on the board tonight.
Let's see. Wait a second.
All right, take your time.
Wait one second. This man tried to vacuum his own farts.
Ooh.
It ended badly.
It usually does. I like where this is going.
This is a sad story, ladies and gentlemen. It's a story of a man who is lactose intolerant.
Oh!
But really loves cheese. It's a story of a man who tried to hide the gassy evidence of his cheese binge with the vacuum cleaner. It's a story of a man who put the vacuum cleaner on his bum hole and didn't realize the suction would have so much force.
We hear that a lot with these vacuum cleaners. It never works out well for the people. Although I have not heard on the asshole before. Yeah. That's a new twist.
You see the Dyson guy? Usually assholes can't be vacuumed very well. But the new Dyson will remove anything from the rectum. Turds, intestine, farts, everything.
Oh, wait. There's more.
There's more.
This is written by the guy himself.
From writing an autobiography?
From intensive care.
A man, a vacuum in his ass.
Yes, he was.
A memoir. Yeah.
He was writing from the hospital.
Yeah, of course.
This actually happened this afternoon. Not very much backstory needed for this one.
Backstory.
However, I guess I should explain myself.
Please do.
Firstly, I'm lactose intolerant. Mm. Really badly lactose intolerant. If I have cheese, whey, pretty much anything with milk solids in it, I'll start blasting with wind like an involuntary ass trumpet. Diarrhea happens occasionally as well. The issue is that I really, really like Brie. Secondly, I was home alone today. My girlfriend had gone out to lunch with her friends, and I thought I'd surprise her by cleaning the house while she was away.
Guess could start with his ass.
Who knows? It could have led to some grateful sexy times. As it turns out, though, this was never to be.
Is this guy a serial pooer, too? I mean, is he pooing on gym floors?
Shh, the man's vacuuming his asshole.
A little respect.
Before he started, I spotted some Brie in the fridge. It wasn't long into vacuuming that I started feeling churning. I farted a few times, relatively mildly, before an epiphany hit me.
He's grading his farts!
Mildly. Before an epiphany hit me.
Is that what it was?
Why don't I vacuum away my farts?
Sure.
The smell will be contained inside the bag.
Why not use the restroom?
And
how about Febreze?
Potential embarrassment in the future may be avoided.
Mm.
Without further ado, to maximize absorption, I undid my pants the next time I felt another gas wave hit me.
This is sexy talk now.
So
go on.
The biggest mistake of recent memory.
Mm.
It turns out...
If I go back, if I really think there might have been bigger ones. Let me go back. The teen years.
This is just today. It turns out...
There was the one time I scrubbed my balls in the car wash without the car.
I got him stuck in the wand.
The ball washer at the golf course. That was a mistake. It turns out that between the negative pressure of a vacuum and the positive pressure of a fart...
We're blaming the fart.
Physics.
Physics. We're having a physics
Marco
lesson.
Marco Rubio says he's no scientist. He doesn't know.
That the effect was stronger than anticipated.
Hmm.
As the fart arrived, the gas was rapidly absorbed into the vacuum tube, along with the end segment of my large intestine.
All right, first the good news.
Yes.
It did suck up the fart, so he was partly correct.
Yeah, but there were some problems.
Yeah, but that's why you got to test these things, Joe. You got to work out the bugs. Yeah. You don't roll out a new system without testing it.
Yeah, it's definitely back to the old drawing board.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly... This hurt a fucking lot.
Where is this reported?
This is from Rogue.
What is Rogue?
It's a website.
Somebody with a sore
ass. Is it a news story or like a dear penthouse? I don't understand.
No. It's a place for people to go to admit the stupid things.
I've read
that
dear
they
penthouse.
Did.
This is no dead penthouse. Penthouse. It happened fuck me.
This was posted November.
Do we get to plugs?
Of 2014. Self-reported. Unsurprisingly. Why?
That's the most foolish thing of it all.
Mm. Yeah, really? Why would you write about that?
Yeah.
I immediately turned off the vacuum and tried to push my sphincter back inside my ass.
Oh, that's a good move right there. You got a sphincter hanging out. That's a good move right there.
Turns out that doesn't work.
Hmm.
Noted. Write that down. It's in the notes.
And it also hurts a fucking lot, too.
Mm, it does.
Not long after, my girlfriend arrives home.
Mm, oh.
I avoid explaining why I'm in the bathroom for a while, but eventually I come clean, so to speak. She laughed way too much before realizing shit was serious.
No, shit was all over.
I almost don't believe this is real.
I'm in the hospital now being prepped for surgery to reconstruct my ass.
This would have been great for Savage Medicine.
Yes. Seriously, people, as smart as you might feel about vacuuming away your farts, just don't do it.
I don't think anybody feels smart about
that. I never really thought that,
I guess in theory... In theory, I like the idea, but you don't put it up to your ass. I would like wave the vacuum in the air.
In the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the fart comes out, it's met by the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can't go anywhere.
Not meeting the fart where it originates.
But I guess, I guess he didn't want to take any chance.
He wanted to get it right back in there.
But you know what? The girl knows her man's lactose intolerant. She knows there's brie.
She's probably told him, "Don't you fucking eat that." He could, and he did it. And
or I'll shove the vacuum cleaner up your ass. Kill two birds with one stone.
But she knows she's coming home to a house of ass.
No. No.
She knows.
Well, he's thinking he's going to come home.
Welcome to the house of ass.
She's going to come home to a clean house, and he's going to get some because she's going to be happy.
Good intentions,
this man. Good intentions got bad. Yes, but wouldn't you agree, this is a major asshole. This is quite the fool.
I was with you until you tried that pun.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
You practiced that all day.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Just to deliver it.
Here it goes, guys.
No, all right.
Here it is, guys. Come on. Here it is.
No, I actually just thought of that now.
No. Okay. Well,
I'm on the board. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to weigh in yet, but that's a very good story.
Thank you.
That's a very good story. So here we go. Here's mine. Atheist attacks man he thinks is Jesus.
I'm going to nip this in the bud once and for all.
You do.
Gustav Potthoff has a cross to bear. Did you write this? He's a self-proclaimed atheist accused of attacking his roommate, whom he thought was Jesus. As such, he believes that the only an atheist attorney can defend him properly. Police in Orlando, Florida, of course, alleged that Potthoff attacked his roommate, Raymond Hernandez, with a glass cup and a butter knife on Monday. According to
it's a piece across a thorns, across thorns and nails.
Yeah, well. Don't want to hurt Jesus. According to the police report, Hernandez said he went to the kitchen to get a drink when Potthoff suddenly threw the glass cup at him. When the cup missed Hernandez, Potthoff allegedly attacked him with a butter knife. Hernandez avoided injury both times. He told investigators that Potthoff told him he thought Hernandez was Jesus and wanted to kill him, according to the police report. Potthoff, 51, was arrested on Monday and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Hernandez will be back in 3 days.
Wait a minute. With a deadly weapon, a butter knife, and a glass cup?
Well, I don't know.
Beats what the Romans used.
The suspect did not mention Jesus when he told the police his side of the story, but changed his story numerous times according to the police report. First, he said he was in the kitchen when the glass broke. Then he said he was in the bedroom, and finally outside. Officers found a broken glass cup and butter knife on the living room floor, which were collected as evidence. Potthoff was taken to Orange County Jail, where he remains. But his belief and non-belief came to the forefront during an encounter with a judge on Tuesday. Potthoff demanded that he be assigned a public defender who is also an atheist. It's just my human rights and everything else. Potthoff told the court, according to the Orlando Sentinel, I'm allowed to be with someone of my own kind.
Oh, I'm afraid that's not your own kind.
The judge told Potthoff, who is reportedly indigent, that if he won an atheist attorney, it would be on his own dime. That didn't set well with the suspect, who said it's a sacrilegious thing, according to UPI.com. All right, here we go. Let's get into this here. First of all, butter knife and glass, terrible weapons to ward off potential killers. Very foolish weapons to use. And if you have the glass cup, what you do is you crack it, and then you have a jagged edge, and you hold on to that glass cup. That is how you...
Wait, wasn't the offender trying to kill who he thought was Jesus?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So Potthoff threw the glass cup instead of smashing it and using it as a shard.
Right.
So I'm saying it's an improper use.
Okay.
Butter knife, you're in a kitchen, you got to find a steak knife. You can't spread them to death. You're going to need something a little bit more serrated. It's just murder 101.
Maybe he was also lactose intolerant and getting a schmear on him would have done him in.
Let's really get into this. Let's delve down. As an atheist, he does not believe Jesus is the Son of God or Holy Spirit. He does believe Jesus is dead. He would not believe in an afterlife, so no way Hernandez could be Jesus. His defense, it doesn't make sense. He can't be Jesus attacking him. He doesn't believe Jesus can come back. It doesn't make sense.
Do you think any part of this is supposed to make sense?
I can see people. I can see roommates attacking each other.
But so can I.
But it's foolish to say that it's Jesus. That's the foolish part of it. Jesus is coming to get me because I'm an atheist? Is he? You don't believe in him, stupid!
But I think this guy's just mentally ill.
No, we don't have that. Yeah. We don't have that here.
No, we don't.
You're assuming. Mm. He's as mentally ill as the fart cleaner.
There's a certain logic to the fart cleaner.
There's a certain Well, there's no logic here, which makes mine a bigger fool. I'll continue. And everybody knows, as Joe rightly pointed out, if you want to kill Jesus, you're going to need thorns, you're going to need nails, you're going to need 2x4s. You can't kill him with a butter knife and glasses. It's just stupid. Joe pointed that out himself. It's just a foolish way to kill Jesus.
No, that's the way you kill him after he's born again.
Plus, if you kill Jesus, he's going to come back in 3 days. It's stupid to even attempt it.
He's not going to be happy.
Plus, you never ask for the atheist lawyer. Everybody knows that. You ask for the Jew lawyer. Everybody everybody knows.
Well, now, I know he's mentally ill. He didn't ask for the Jewish lawyer.
You really want to piss off Jesus? Have homosexual sex. Apparently that pisses him off to no end. So yeah, there's my biggest fool.
Three good candidates.
I still contend mine are the biggest fool because in my story, it was protecting the most important residents in the world.
Here's how I would pick yours apart if I was going. It was a comedy of errors. That's like they were just inept. They weren't foolish. They were just really bad at their
foolish.
Job.
No, it's foolish. It was everything was like tomfoolery. It was a comedy of errors. It was foolish. They were fools. They're fools.
Yeah, we even said it's like you know Keystone Cops. It's like the old comedies.
The bush looked secure. We didn't think he could get through
the
bushes.
Secure. Well, they said
the
they
impenetrable bush.
And their defense, nobody had ever gotten that far before.
That was my name in high school,
by
the way.
That doesn't make a difference. I mean, it was...
They were very thorny bushes, and they were high. What's the chat say?
The chat is just stunned by the stupidity. They have actually said nothing for a couple of moments.
Okay,
I think they were listening intently to our stories and going... Oh,
they're stupid
my
people.
God. Actually, that or they're switching off the vacuum cleaner and hiding it really far in the back of their closet. That would be my first. I don't feel like vacuuming.
Who would you eliminate, Joe? Me or Pip?
I would eliminate you.
Who would you eliminate?
Well, I would eliminate yours.
I would eliminate Joe. So I guess mine's eliminated because there's two.
You would eliminate Joe's? God, I think that's... I think that yours is like crazy person, but Joe's is just like... It is a comedy of errors.
So then
like
you say Joe's wins?
Team.
Then you say Joe's wins?
No.
Wait. But you just said crazy person versus comedy of errors.
Yeah.
Well, you got one crazy person versus a team of assholes.
Yeah, no. This is... Yes, you against you.
That was like this show at the beginning of 2013.
Hold on a second. Tom says... Secret Stooges, Hoover Heine hero, or Atheist Avenger? I'm going with the Hoover Heine hero. Thank you, Tom.
To be eliminated or that he says?
No, it's the winner. Joe's calling the Hoover Heine hero.
Joe, attack her. Make your case.
I would say that basically there was more at stake with the foolishness here,
really?
Than the Tom story. Yeah,
that's a man's ass, Joe.
Have you ever had your asshole inside out?
Yeah, Joe, if the president gets shot, that's somebody else getting shot. That's your ass.
No. Thank you for stinging my case. Thank you. That's where I was going.
Somebody's talking in his van on his cell phone while some guy's running past him. They think
again,
a Bush.
Again,
they
hold
think
on.
A Bush is going to solve the
hold
problem.
Hold on. Everybody at work steps out to take a phone call. You don't think their shit's going to go down at that moment.
The Secret Service.
But they all, I'm
go ahead, make the case against yourself, stupid.
I know, I am. But I'm fair that way because if I think something.
Well, then you think he's got the biggest fools?
I don't want to go against Tom, who was voting for me. But it's like, damn, what an inept shit show that was.
They're foolish.
Well, no, you got an inept shit show.
Yes, I do.
One officer didn't pursue Gonzalez because they thought the wooden doors to the White House were locked.
And
they weren't.
And the person's on the inside trying to lock it and make a steam.
And they go, he won't get through. Maybe he will. And he run after
him. It's like, I'll club him with my baton. I mean my flashlight. I mean, oh, shit. I hit him with a Beanie Baby.
It
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Fools. Yeah. Fools. Fools. This one guy had
All right, so they were fools, but I think hers is a stupider act.
Very stupid.
It's a very... he wouldn't have been so stupid if he just would have kept the vacuum out of his ass. I mean, there were stupid things leading up to this, like eating the cheese. But I could see the logic in vacuuming.
It's just
a tough one.
You have somebody that decides to put a vacuum cleaner wand in his asshole. Okay, that's just some dope. You have a level of the Secret Service that is prestigious and has a time honored tradition of guarding one of the top figures in the world, and they totally screwed up.
This might not even be the worst thing they did this year.
So you're agreeing that even
no, but we were judging it just
year.
On the story.
All right,
it's just on the one story.
But there was one incident. In
I don't
Pip
think
story,
Fartman. I don't think Fartman's done anything worse this year.
No, I would say that this is the one that he probably stopped at and said, "I'm going to be."
And you
myself.
Know what makes his worse? He's fucking self-reporting it. That's not, you don't tell anybody. You don't even want your girlfriend to know. Did he give his name?
No, he did not give his name. But his girlfriend had to know because eventually he had to be driven to the hospital to put shove his asshole back in.
See, we don't even know who it is, so I almost wonder if it's a real story.
I would say there was just one foolish act compared to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 foolish
Yeah, but that foolish act was beats any one of your individual acts. Nobody from the Secret Service says, hold on, let me get the vacuum and stick it up my ass before we go after this guy.
You heard about the hooker parties. God knows what went on.
That's what I'm saying. This is par for the course.
Hearsay or not. Yeah.
The only reason it didn't happen today is because they put it away after the party.
Yeah, right. Like if they would have done that during this, they go, all right, Joe, you got me. They had they didn't because they were having a hooker party.
All right, so after they got it, they took the Hoover route. Okay, Joe wins.
What? What's the matter, Pip?
Well, Lisa said, I mean, Lisa has a little typo issue occasionally. And so now it's making me not understand. It just popped out. She goes, that shows of Huss stupidity. H-U-S. His?
How stupidity?
His stupidity, the guy.
That shows his stupidity?
Really? No, I got to translate for Joe now. I got to translate for Lisa.
I'm sorry. The chat is calling Hoover Heine Hero their favorite.
All right. There you go.
All right. So
give us the list.
All right. So...
By the way, I would have had number one if I used the story I used earlier in the year by the guy who was fucking corpses that I used on Valentine's. I would have had number one again, but I'm like, we already used him.
Nobody
beeps corpse fucker. Well, they told me it was part of the job.
I know we're over. I got to just read the one I
might have. No, we're over. We don't got time.
But I'm not going to read the whole story. Accused bank robber says Virgin Mary told him to eat his feces, and he did in court.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would have been a good one. But that would have been the same issue of mine, crazy person.
Yeah, started chowing down, and the people in the court went completely crazy. All right,
He did it in court. Well, it's a good way to prove you're nuts, maybe not so crazy. Smart. Yeah.
Number five for the athlete fool of the year, Davin won with Castleberry.
Joey Castleberry.
number four with our foolish celebrity, Davin won with Bill O'Reilly. And then the next category, number three, was the general fool. And Davin won with the poo inspectors. Number two was the foolish politician. Joe won with Sarah Palin, a perennial favorite in that category. And number one, general fool. I got that one with Hoover Heine Hero, as Tom has labeled it. So Davin won three overall, and I got number one.
There you go. So, it was good this year.
Yeah, it was a nice spirited debate about foolishness.
I don't think we're going to do scammers tonight.
I think we're out of time for scammers.
I think we're out of time, too. I don't think we can go into it as much as we would like to and cover it as in depth. So.
Yeah, really. Anne's going to have to wait.
Yes, she is.
That's incredible.
Who knew that we would have such good topics in the top?
It was good.
I know.
The biggest fools.
I know. If I hadn't been disqualified... I couldn't even talk to even longer.
What do you mean disqualified?
Oh, for, you know, disqualifying myself because I got a story that, you know, my Brian Wilson story.
Brian Williams?
Williams. Did I say Wilson again?
Yeah, you did.
I keep doing that. I don't know. I just like to call him Brian Wilson instead.
We'll do scammer stuff. We'll do scammer stuff next week. We didn't even take our second break.
Yeah, I know.
We just plowed through.
It's on.
Just kind of plowed through. It was good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Pippa got the number one fool. You didn't feel comfortable going in.
No, I thought that I had the strong number one fool, but some of my other stories, I was like, nah, that might be a problem.
Good stuff.
What was I going to say to you? I think that the April fools that we pulled on ourselves was we didn't have the second break.
Okay. Let's thank some people. All right. Family martial arts. Hey, that's my daughter just graduated to advanced red belt. She's got black in her belt now.
Nice.
But by the way, the stuff she's starting to do, starting to smart. She was like practicing her self defense. I was like, ow, ow, ow. and my wife's like, going, well, she's not doing it right. It's not hurting me. I'm like, she's not trying to hurt you. It's more fun to hurt daddy. Ow, ow.
Yes, it is.
Ow, ow, ow. Stop.
That it could die.
Yes.
I'm afraid to come in the front door here, actually.
As well, you should. Well, no, like we should. Well, I know karate. I'm like, yeah, and I'm still bigger than you.
But no, I think she can take me.
Yeah, you she could take. Unless you were enraged over $5. Mm. Not so much.
Don't let her wave her little change purse in front of me. Mm. I'll go mental.
Family martial arts, great for learning karate and self-defense. First, do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, family martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. All one word.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, and of course 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you are a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sundays, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello is also known for their special events like the Bobby Valley Brothers Show, which will be Friday this March 27th. Well, actually, that was passed. That's already passed. So never
you might
mind.
Want to take that out.
You might take that out. We kind of scratched that.
Might want to use your pen there, Joe.
Yeah, the old penaroo.
I didn't know I had to do that for you, too.
I didn't notice that I was coming up to the read.
There's words. I just read. I read till end.
Okay. But Portobello Banquets.
Okay.
But more importantly than that Bobby Valley show, which was, I'm sure, very good.
Ah, nice save.
Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website at portobellonj.com. That is PORTOBLLONJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, if you need a comedian, murder mystery, a character for your kids. Like, Easter's coming up. Still time. Still can get an Easter bunny if you want. Give us a call. Sidesplitting Productions, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Very successful week of shows for Sidesplitting Productions. We will help you make a lot of money and give your folks a week, a night, an event they will not forget. Joseph, where will you be?
I will be this Friday at the Bolton Center for the Performing Arts, 37 West Main Street in Bayshore, New York. For tickets and reservations, 631-969-1101. That is 631-969-1101. Showtime, 8 o'clock.
Is that the place I told you said you were going to help me get into?
No. Oh, okay. Different place.
Have you gotten in touch with them?
Not yet, no.
Okay, take your time. I'll be retired soon. You're a big help. Don't roll your eyes at me. You just told a story where I gave you a hookup. I can't help if you almost sucked a dick in the place. It's not my fault.
You didn't say what kind of hookup it was going
to
be.
I did not. I should have specified.
You really should have, especially to the guy that was shirtless behind the bar.
You know what, though? You go to a bar, you guess he's shirtless. Go, you know what? They're comfortable here. I like it.
It sounds okay to me.
It's a nice time. Yeah. I like his pierced nipples.
Talking about Joe again, aren't you?
Yeah, I was. Saturday, April 4th, I will be in Ronkonkoma, New York for a fundraiser for cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, I tell you. For tickets, call 631-681-8217. 631-681-8217. How far away is Ronkonkoma from you?
Ronkonkoma is probably about maybe 15 miles.
West or east?
East.
Ah, son of a bitch. It's always east I'm going.
It's always east of there.
I'm always going east. You should come by, hang out.
Yeah, if I'm free, yeah.
Well, by free, he means if he's not hanging out with a special someone.
No.
Shay.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be, Shay.
Yeah, I might have something better to do than you, see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, comedy gets you in the mood. I might help you get laid.
With Harris.
The other comic on the show?
Yes.
Oh, Harris? Hey, tell him I said hello.
You could tell him yourself if you show up, stupid. Yeah. You have Facebook. Monday, April 6th, I'll be at The Stand in New York, New York.
On it's my birthday.
Oh.
Really? Yeah. April 6th?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Joe.
Happy birthday. Oh,
okay.
Not a big birthday person, but anyway.
You're not a big birthday, but you're not much of a big anything person. Are you doing anything nice?
Yeah, I got some plans.
And plans. Secret?
They might be.
Might be.
Somebody's getting a BJ. No. Look at you. I can't talk about that. There's people listening. It could be used as evidence.
When I talk about what I'm doing on my birthday, my friend Clancy were in there.
You might, Rabbit. You might.
Well, if Joe comes in a good mood on Tuesday, we know it was a good birthday on Monday.
Yes, we're hoping.
We're hoping. Do it right for Joe. Make Joe have a happy birthday. Nobody wants to see Joe with a miserable birthday. Can you imagine him cranky off a lousy birthday?
Oh, no.
Ugh.
No, he might be like me after a $5 episode.
Listen, listeners, if you're out there and you know who you are, make it a good birthday. Make it a good birthday.
Oh, I had one bit. I'm not really big on birthdays, but I remember I did a show in Philly one time, and I ate my balls, and it was my
ISIS?
And I walked back
that's
out
their
to
specialty.
The I walked back out to the truck. I'm like, oh boy. This is some night.
Oh, that's
how do you
terrible.
Think they felt?
Yeah.
They were going out for a night of entertainment. They saw you. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they had to split the bill with Rose.
So anyway, on Joe's birthday, April 6th to everybody else, I'll be at The Stand in New York, New York on the 7:30 show. For tickets, call 212-677-2600. 212-677-2600. It was a fun show. Hope you guys enjoyed the annual April Fool's Countdown.
Yes.
Spirited. Good time. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and see you next Tuesday.
You can listen to